The next billion seconds are the most important in human history as technology transforms the way we live and work. The smartphone, barely a decade old, has given billions access to information and capacities they've never had before. It's changing what we can do, and it's changing the shape of the future. So what does that future look like? Hi, I'm Mark Pesce, the host of The Next Billion Seconds, a new show on Podcast One. Join me as I speak to some of the brightest minds shaping that world, the people who are spending their lives forming that future. We'll hear about their work in helping shape those next billion seconds. Listen at podcastone.com.au or on the Podcast One app.
Get Ruined Dits for Breakfast, weekdays from 6, or subscribe to Ruined Dits for Breakfast Catch-Up at triplem.com.au.
Oh, g'day, Roo. It is Cup Day. Oh, one of the great days of the year here in Australia. I love it.
Yeah, couldn't sleep since about 3 o'clock this morning. I think I was just rolling around in bed, just like Bruce McAvaney would be right now. He'd be up, actually. He'd be walking the track, probably. But
well, we'll talk to him a bit later on.
Exactly right. He loves horses more than footy, doesn't he?
I think he does.
You know him better than most because you're his brother-in-law, but he absolutely loves this time of year. There's a lot of people who just love the spring carnival, don't they?
Yep.
Absolutely can't wait for it. Don't punt a lot for the rest of the year, but have a real crack and get dressed up and party for a month, basically, don't they?
And especially today. Now, I want to hear from people later on that are being forced to work today as well. I mean, really, it is the day when everyone around you is going to a lunch somewhere, they're getting frocked up, they're having a great day. As you said, even if they don't like racing, they get into the spirit of it. And if you're being made to work today, if you're in one of those workplaces, we want to hear from you a bit later on. It's not fair.
Minimum an hour off, maybe a couple of hours, and half a day if your boss is having a good run and feels like being a good boss.
Like even if you work in a factory out there somewhere, Roo, if that's your job, surely you can shut down for 45 minutes and put on a bit of chicken and champagne or something, have a sweep.
Yep. You got to get into it. You're un-Australian if you don't, Dits.
Yeah. So anyway, big Melbourne Cup day today here on our show as well.
Angels will join us. Pete Hellier will join us, and we've found a punter as well, Dits. Yeah. That we're going to replay shortly. That has picked 25 out of the last 29 winners.
My God.
And we're going to try and get
his... Does he walk on water as well? What else can he do?
Oh, he probably could do a lot, but we're going to try and get his tip
all right
a little bit later on this morning.
Melbourne Cup Max is his name.
Oh, I love him.
All right, Ruined Dits here on Triple M.
Ruined Dits for Breakfast. 104.7 Triple M.
Melbourne Cup Day. What is making news around the world, Roo?
Oh, they're talking about the accommodation for the Ashes, how expensive it's getting for the first week in December.
Yeah.
Some places now up to a couple of grand a night. Everyone's jacking their prices up through the roof because of the need and everyone coming from interstate and overseas to come to Adelaide to watch the day-night test, which we know has been a really, really popular one in the past, and we know the Ashes is huge. So, they're really jacking their prices up. $2,000 a night is not unheard of in Adelaide, but it's very, very expensive.
$2,000 a night?
Yes, the average price per night in Adelaide is $767 a night. Now, Adelaide is always considerably cheaper than Melbourne if you go over there and Sydney. But
what would you normally pay here? $250
or? $250 would get you a very, very good room in Adelaide.
Yeah, wow.
We are significantly cheaper than interstate for accommodation. There's an apartment in the Adena apartment hotel, the Premier Grand one bedroom apartment, $10,095 for 5 nights. Okay, so, and at the moment you can get that for $1,200 a night, so just under double the price. It's big money they're asking. There is one lady, though, Bev, who's got her Airbnb place on. She's refusing to up her rate. She's still charging $155.
Good on you, Bev.
Good on you, Bev.
What suburb's Bev in if we want to book that?
Bev is in Fullerton, so good neck of the woods.
$150 a night.
You could nearly walk to Adelaide.
You're sleeping in her backyard, but it's $150 a night.
Yeah, you're in a tent.
Yeah.
So there's a bit of money getting asked for the Ashes, Dits.
Ah, good stuff. The same-sex vote finishes today.
It does. It finishes.
Hooray, I can hear everyone.
Hooray, it's been a long, drawn-out vote. Oh, there's no doubt about that. So today at 6 p.m. it finishes, but you can't send it in the post today. You'd needed to do that several days ago, and you actually need to go and drop it into a place where you can vote by 6 o'clock today.
Right.
I think so.
Rue, this would go down as one of the greatest stuff-ups in the history of Australia, I think.
Well, it'll be interesting to see what happens with the votes. They certainly gave everyone plenty of time to be able to do their voting. And the results, I'm told, will be released Wednesday the 15th, which would be next Wednesday.
Right.
So we'll find out what happens.
But then I think the stupidity of all of this, though, is then it's only a recommendation anyway. It still has to be signed off in Parliament.
No, they just
has been an absolute balls
that's,
up.
That's the way so many things are run these days, Dits. People at the top, handball responsibility. So if it comes through as a yes vote, they'll probably recommend a yes. Mm. And then in 10 years' time, if something happens and people say, well, that's what the people wanted.
Yeah.
And that's the way a lot of people do it.
Yeah. And as you and I have been saying forever, gee, won't it really change our lives, eh?
Some people, the negative the ones against know that they probably will, but most people out there just say, yes, just do
Can't
it.
Can't see how.
Make them happy.
Yeah.
Make them happy.
Like I said, if all over the nation next weekend same-sex couples are getting married, I don't know how it's going to affect me.
I think it'd be great for the country, personally.
Now, this is one of the stupidest stories of all time. Mm-hmm. Woolworths at Glenelg. Now,
funny that you're bringing it up.
Thank you. It's not only Woolworths at Glenelg, but this is where the furor has started. Have you walked into a Woolies recently and bought some meat, some steak or beef?
Yep.
Yeah. Have you seen the signs that
have seen the signs.
Their touch of, or their attempt at humour, mm-hmm. and went through to the keeper for me. I saw this a few weeks ago. Didn't even think about it. But there's you'll see a sign above the beef section. What do you call a
cow with no legs? Ground beef.
Yeah. What do you call one with two legs? Lean beef. and so on it goes. So they're gags. Yeah. Wow, my goodness. This has caused a furor. So this is online. People have gone absolutely berserk about how insensitive you can be to crack these jokes.
Now, I think the thing that I take out of this, it just highlights how ridiculous people are online.
Mm.
It's got nothing to do with the Woolworths. It's got nothing to do with the jokes. All it is about... This just shows you when there is actually a half-serious topic on the internet, how much you've got to be careful about how much you listen to what is put online, I think. It's truly, because you can really take to heart the stuff that's online. I've been, with stuff for the animal when we've had issues out there, the absolute pain you go through reading it and you take it to heart.
Yeah.
But then you see a topic like this and you see how people get fired up so much about it that... you think, well, there's nothing in it.
No.
It's just something to do, something to whinge about for a lot of people out there who've got nothing better to do.
Yeah. Hey, well, it's
just... you got to see through the joke there, surely. You're in a bloody butcher section.
Yeah, I would have thought so. Yeah. I know.
How could you take that personally? How could you feel for the cow there?
Yeah, I know. It's a bit late.
A bit late. Yeah.
Anyway, that's what's making news around the joint. 6:15 here.
Let's get Melbourne Cup Max on.
Ruined Dits for breakfast on 104.7 Triple M.
Rue, today, I know I'm going to be with you down at the pub and we'll have Channel 7 on all day.
Yep.
And the man who knows this thing inside out is Bruce McAvaney. Bruce, good morning.
You too, Dits. What a day. I love it, don't you?
It's unbelievable. I know. I can't wait.
Do you sleep, Bruce, the night before the Melbourne Cup? Or do you wake up and you go, I think that'll win? Or do you get the trifecta?
It's all of that. I mean, it is. I reckon it's getting harder with all the internationals. I reckon in the old days I had a bit... Maybe I was a better judge, Rue. I don't know. But I reckon I've backed less winners in the last 10 years than I did in the first 10 of my life.
Maybe your confidence has just been dented too often.
Bruce, what about the international horses? How good are they this time around?
They're solid, Dits. I mean, we've seen a few of them already, and they've run well. I mean, in the Corfu Cup, Marmello and Johannes Vermeer were terrific. Wicklow Brave wasn't bad, and then we saw Wall of Fire the week before. So from what we've seen so far, good. And then you just know, Dits, that one of them's going to run a place and might win. I mean, they don't win every year, but they always run a place, and you've got to put them in your trifectas. And that's the trick. I mean, how do you line up the ones that we haven't seen? And history shows us that the only horse that has come here and won the Cup without having a run before the Melbourne Cup in Australia was Vintage Crop, and that's way back in 93. So I sort of lean towards those that we've seen, to be honest.
Well, we've seen Al Mandan win well last year. I know it didn't run so good last start, but that Lloyd Williams can do that with his horses. Kieran McAvoy rode that last year. Now, is he not on it because it was Damien Oliver's ride until he got suspended? Is that the case?
Yeah, that's right. See, Rue, last year, Ollie rode him when he won the Bart Cummings, and he couldn't ride him in the Cup because he only had 52. So that's why McAvoy got on last year, because Ollie couldn't make the weight. Ollie was not going to get off this year because he had the right weight for Ollie. And what happened, when Red Cardinals trainer came along, he got McAvoy and booked him before Ollie got suspended. Now, McAvoy's a bit unlucky, I reckon, because had Ollie got suspended and McAvoy didn't have a ride, he'd be on our Mandan again. So that's what's happened. He couldn't get off Red Cardinal. Now, Red Cardinal might win the race. He's got a, you know, he's got a great trainer that's already won it, but that's the reason. It was Ollie's ride last year. He didn't get it because of the weight, and this year, McAvoy had already been booked for Red Cardinal.
That sounds like you think our Mandan can win again, Bruce.
Look, he's in the mix, Ditz. It's just so hard to do. So many try to win a second cup and so few are successful. 55 have tried and 5 have done it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Black, Maccabi Divas, you know, the most recent. So it's so tricky. And that's why I actually haven't put him on top.
Right.
And like Roo said, his last run wasn't quite as good. The run before was great. He's a hell of a horse, and he's a great stayer. But history shows you it's just not done very often. So I'm sort of going to just push him out to about fourth or fifth.
All right, give us your top three, Bruce, or your winner and something at odds.
Yeah, no, 5 to win, Marmillo. Just loved the Caulfield Cup run. I reckon Huey Bowman, he's not riding great at the moment, Winks aside. So 5 to beat 3 Humidor. You just got to respect the run against Winks. I thought it was enormous.
Oh.
Third Wall of Fire, number 20. And the Ruffy, number 23, Amelie Starr. Darren Weir's won a cup with 100-1 pop. This one's about 20 to 1. And she's a good stayer. And she won the same race that our Mandan won last year on his way to the cup.
Rightio.
Amelie Starr.
Righto, there you go.
What about something else for the day for the punters, Bruce? Anything else you can tip them into?
How patient are you, Roo? Can you wait late?
No, probably not.
Might have to.
But I'm happy to try and get out late.
Race 10, number 5, White Moss, down from Sydney. Got a great strike rate. It'll be about $5 or $6. Roo, just save some powder for the last, all right?
All right. Well, I got a tip in race 5 for the punters out there. A Walla horse called Perrette. Race 5, number 9. I think that'll be hard to beat as well at each way odds.
Now, Bruce, just before you go, I love putting you on the spot, and I just want everyone to know how brilliant you are. Can you give me the other 4 horses that won 2? You've mentioned Maccabi Diva. Who were the others?
Yeah, well, Archer won in 1861 and 62. Peter Pan won in 32 and 34, but he didn't win consecutively. So the 4 are Archer, Rain Lover in 68, 69.
Mm-hmm.
So you had to wait 100 years.
Yeah.
Then Think Big, 74, 75,
yep.
And then Maccabi Diva, 03, 04, 05. So the 4 horses are Archer, Think Big, Rain Lover just before Think Big, and Maccabi Diva.
Yeah, brilliant stuff. Now, hang on, I got more. Hang on. How many did Bart win?
12.
Right, okay.
Oh, how many's Lloyd Williams won?
Well, he's won 5.
He has.
Yeah, good point.
We'll get him in a minute. We'll get you out of here.
You won't.
Most by a jockey.
4, and that's Bobby Lewis and Harry Warren.
Right, I'll let you go now. You're enough. Too good. You're far too good. Hey, Bruce, have a great day.
See you, boys. All the I'm excited.
Bruce.
See you, boys.
See you. He's hard to beat.
Bruce,
I think he was enjoying it. He wanted more,
he did want more.
Ruined Dits for breakfast. 104.7 Triple M.
Time to head to Melbourne on a very, very special day over there. And let's say good morning. Pete Hellier, fresh back from the United States. How are you, Pete?
Yeah, not bad, guys. It's I'll give you a weather report. It's raining at the moment, so whatever that does to your bet, you know, just put that in the you know your brain computer and let that play a factor.
Is it light rain, Pete, or heavy rain?
It's a bit light rain at the moment, and it could be easing. You know, the sun's trying to burst through at the moment, Roo. But I know you'll be looking at that pretty seriously. Well, in fact, it's a special day for us, Roo, because I reckon the first time I met you was. At the Spring Carnival, possibly, I think it was a Melbourne Cup day.
Oh, no.
And I've never seen a man hold more vodka and Red Bulls. I reckon you came back from the bar with 16 vodka Red Bulls. I thought you must have done a pre-season at the Oktoberfest in Munich, to be honest.
I probably still thought I was at Derby Day, if that was the case 2 days later. Hey, so do we need our moulded boots or screw-ins today there for the track?
There's definitely screw-ins. Today. And I would hope all the horses take that advice. No molds today, but I got to say I have been in the States over the weekend. I've been reasonably busy the last few weekends, so I'm less in the know than usually I pretend to be even around this time. I'm in the sweep at work, which Brad organises at work. I think that's the only job he does all year, to be honest. He organises the Melbourne Cup.
It's a big job.
Yeah. It is a big job. He's already organised. That's how organised he is. He, I've got 2 horses. Let me know if these are a chance. Bondi Beach.
Yeah, it's got blinkers on. Sometimes that responds for them.
Okay. It's a bit of a suck-up, Bondi Beach, because I thought he was an Aussie horse because his name was Bondi Beach, but apparently he's not.
Lloyd Williams owns it, so that's a good start.
Yeah. He's a dual citizen, so he might actually be scratched before the race as well. And Max Dynamite. Now, he finished second a couple of years ago, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes. Flew home.
Yes.
Is he a chance this year?
Some sort of chance. Yep, you're around the mark.
Okay. All right. Now, I've also seen that Who Shot the Barman's been scratched, which has led to rumours that Who Shot the Barman actually shot the barman.
he might have.
Despite he swore he was in the stable watching TV the whole time, but could be wrong. US Army Ranger. I was going to have a little. I was flirting with him as far as having a little bet, but I hope he doesn't win because can you imagine the over the top celebrating if a horse called US Army Ranger
comes coming off everywhere?
Oh mate, it could be the first Cup winner to send dick pics out. You know, like you don't want that kind of stuff. I don't even know. Who's the fairy tale this year? Usually there's a fairy tale horse that everyone's hoping wins because he was an orphan who was found on the streets and now he's teaching, you know, kids how to read or something. Like, who's that horse?
Yeah, like a taxi driver paid $100 for the horse at some pony club or something.
Poor old Hartnell's come second to Winks enough times. Yeah. Maybe it might be due to win a race.
Okay, Hartnell's up for it. Okay, I've gone for and this is purely... I'm just trying to find some tips that I can give, but I've gone. This is a trifecta, and it's all based on. I call it my romance trifecta.
Right.
So this might be for the ladies. Okay, so this is all based on romance. My trifecta is single gaze, rekindling, and boom time.
Boom time. What about like Big Duke? Do you want to put that in for the pick four?
Yeah, Big Duke. I'd be lying if I said Big Duke, to be honest.
Hey, Pete, what about, if we get off the horses for a moment, what about Will Ferrell? You've interviewed him over the last few days in the US. Unbelievable. I'd love to meet Will Ferrell.
Yeah, I've actually met him a few times now, and he's actually like, I often get asked, who are the nicest people you've met over the years doing, you know, Rove and The Project and Will Ferrell and Steve Carell, the two nicest and funniest guys.
Really?
Had the pleasure of interviewing. Yeah, just like really kind of regular kind of folk and funny. And he was with Mark Wahlberg. I interviewed him for Daddy's Home too. It was really funny.
Good flick, the first one.
I reckon it's just as funny the second one. And so I interviewed those two. Mark was a little bit distracted. He did get his phone out at one point to check a message.
Oh, come on, mate.
There's a photo.
Did you give him a reminder who's the boss?
Oh, I did, mate. I did. I gave him, you know, one across the We took a photo at the end, which usually was that way. It happens, you posted this, you know, let everybody know the interview's coming up. And he took a phone call. I could only imagine it was from a Navy SEAL, to be honest. Or, you know.
You didn't interview Mel Gibson, did you?
I did.
Is his eyes as bloodshot as they look lately? Or what? He always looks like he's...
No, he wasn't too bad. But in the photo that I took, it was him and John Lithgow, who was absolutely bloody lovely. Mel Gibson is looking really... His arms are crossed and looking really grumpy. He's in total, like, ransom mode. He's like somebody had just stolen his daughter and demanded the ransom, you know? But in the interview, he's kind of really delightful and, you know, like, he was really engaged and all that. But no, that'll be coming up on the project pretty soon.
Thanks for joining us, mate. We look forward to Cram again on Thursday night as well. You've got Rove on.
Yeah, Rove's on. Stunning kind of debut last week. Huge numbers. And thanks to everyone who watched. A lot of families loving it. And Rove's on, Reece Nicholson, and plenty more.
Good on you, Pete. So it's Cram Thursday night on Channel 10. Pete, hell yeah.
Thanks, guys. Good luck today.
104.7 Triple M.
You can't be serious, man. You cannot be serious.
Pressure point!
Ruin Dids, $1,000 pressure test.
All right, let's have a bit of fun, shall we?
Yes.
It just got heavy there for a second. Now we're going to have fun. At 7:06, let's try and give away $1,000.
Let's go to Forestville. G'day, Angelo.
G'day, fellas. How are we going?
Good, Angelo.
Well, thanks, Angelo.
What are you up to today, Angelo?
Well, I'm taking a sickie. I'm going to the pub to put a bet on and hopefully get the winner.
Good on you, Angelo.
Where are you taking a sickie from?
where I work.
Too good for us.
He listens to 5AA, you know, that boring station.
What's he really old and tired, is he?
Is he over 70? Nah.
Yeah, I can say that. He's not listening. He listens to that daggy station.
Right, yeah, very daggy.
Good on you, mate. All right, now, we want you to win $1,000, and you might be a chance from what you've just said.
Come on, Angelo. Come on, Angelo.
Okay.
Listen to Ditz.
Nah, sure. This one's your baby.
Okay. Give me 10 Melbourne Cup winners.
Okay. Farlap. What a nuisance. Rain Lover. Let's Elope. Doremus. Maccabi Diva. Almandon. Dunedin. Yep. Prince of Penzance. Protectionist. Fiorante. Shocking. Viewed. Brew. Media Puzzle. I think that should cover it.
Yeah, keep going, though, man. Just off. Come on.
I think you just about gave us
the history of the cup there.
You're 6 lengths in front with 100 to go.
Let's go to the adjudicator, shall we?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Yeah, keep me in suspense.
10 correct.
Hey, oh, you bagging the other jockeys as he's going past
yo,
him.
Yo,
there you Angelo, go. Angelo. You just paid for your day off.
The champion becomes a legend there, Angelo. Well done.
Yeah, I'm definitely off to the pub. Well, thank you, boys. I'm forensic pathologist who rang you last
That's exactly right. Forensic pathologist. That's it. Right.
Yeah, well
actually,
done.
I'm a bricklayer, to tell you the truth.
We didn't believe you, don't worry.
Good on you, Ange.
All right, stay on the line, Angelo, and Alice will get that $1,000 coming your way.
Brilliant.
And by the way, Roo, you can hear the Melbourne Cup live right here on Triple M today at 2:30, all thanks to AV Jennings. Fall in love. Clover Townhouses at St Clair. Just $470,000.
Hi, I'm Gary Megan, and I do a little show on Podcast One called A Plate to Call Home, and it's about fascinating people all centered around food. This is a show for foodies, but it's more than that. It's a show about the people and the stories behind food. I think you know that I'm obsessed by food. Everything in my life revolves around it, and I love nothing better than to spend a little time talking about people that are equally as passionate, sharing their stories and getting to know what makes them tick. It's called A Plate to Call Home, and it's available on the Podcast One app or on podcastone.com.au.
Ruin Ditz for breakfast on 104.7 Triple M.
Ruin Ditz are looking for South Australia's worst snorer.
Righto, this all came about because the great Tex recently recorded me snoring. It's a bit out of character. It was just a one-off.
It was just a one-off at the grand final.
Yeah. Have we got it there or not? No, we haven't. All right. Anyway, so we launched this competition yesterday. We have this is me apparently, right? can't be. All right, that'll do.
Jesus.
That'll do.
Christ.
Righto.
Well, how does your wife put up with that? Or how does Billy put up with that?
Billy's got to put up with it, the border collie. Anyway, so we thought on the back of that.
Actually, hang on. What? I need another listen to that. Let's have a listen to this. Oh.
All right, you finished? All right. God, it's just a little snore.
So we're trying to get Adelaide's worst snorer.
Now, for the ladies out there, please, what we want you to do is tape your husband, you know, in bed at night if you have to put up with a lot. And what we've got here, we've got a night away for some peace and quiet at the Stanford Grand at Glenelg. So you
Beautiful.
And your best girlfriend can head off.
Yep.
And also an Endota Rejuvenate package valued at $280.
Oh, that'll be a few hours.
It goes
worth.
For 2 hours.
2 hours.
Body scrub, warm Brilliant. Oil, cocoon, facial, massage. Endota down at Glenelg. Good friends of ours. So a night at the Stanford at Glenelg and an Endota Rejuvenate package. All right. Now, Beautiful. Our first contestant. We've got Christelle, who has sent this in. This is her husband, Damon.
Start your engine.
Oh, Oh, Crystal, that's unfair.
We have one more of that,
that's unfair
please,
that you gotta listen to that every night. Started in first, he ended up in fourth, didn't he? By the time he finished.
He got went through the gears a bit too quick, didn't
did.
He?
Around the chicane, and then he dropped back down again.
Dropped the clutch.
Yeah. So anyway, that's what we need from you.
That's the sort of goal we're after, ladies and gentlemen.
Snoring at triplem.com.au, okay?
Who sent that one in, Dit?
Christelle.
Thanks, Christelle.
And that's her husband, Damon. So Damon, that's what you put her through each time, right? Snoring at triplem.com.au. And everyone these days has got a thing on their phone where you can tape something, can't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, voice so, memos, yeah.
So it should be pretty easy.
Absolutely.
You'll be awake if you have to listen to that, so you'll be able to do it.
God.
And, yep, send them in, okay? Once again, snoring at triplem.com.au.
4.7 Triple M. The hard-hitting topics. The big issues.
Well, not really. But we are going deep inside the female psyche.
Ruin Dits Angels.
Good morning, Angels.
Good morning, Ruin Dits.
Oh, it's a very special day, Roo. They're all frocking up.
Yeah, bit of spray tan around.
Looking glamorous.
Bit of spray tan around.
Now we've got Ange. How are you, Ange?
Good, thanks.
Who's Indian, by the way, when you're talking spray
didn't
tan.
Didn't have to do spray tan this morning.
No spray tan required.
Alice the Wag's got it caked on, though, haven't you?
Yeah, do have a layer or two.
Right, like and Mel's quiet today because she's... 8 months pregnant, so you're having a quiet one, Mel, aren't you?
No, you guys all have a great time. Enjoy your champagne.
Righto. Now, what's this first story about?
Well, apparently blokes are starting to do a lot of, what are they calling it, Wag?
Mampering.
Mampering, not pampering. Girls do the pampering.
Right.
Men do the... Mampering.
Not that.
What
is it to,
but what they do, Dits, is they spend 2 hours a week in front of the mirror.
Bull. Really?
Just trimming and perfecting their little look.
Oh, you're joking. Alice, what sorts of things are the fellas doing?
I think they're starting to wax and shave chests and things like
that. That's been happening for ages, yeah.
And manscape downstairs.
Ooh. No.
I was living with a guy who played football with Joel for a while, and he was straightening his hair in the morning. His fringe.
Oh, and I bet she loves you telling that story on radio.
Not mentioning any names, Brett Eddy.
Brett Eddy. Gee whiz.
No
he played for
Port. Dropped him.
Gee, no wonder you got rid of him.
So, I mean, you're in a relationship with Joel. You've been together for a long, long time. But do you like a bloke that goes over the top with this sort of thing?
It's
or
a very
it's a bit...
fine line. I like a man who does clean, like looks after themselves.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't take it too far.
He doesn't. You
what's
don't want him
far?
hogging
what's
the mirror.
Too far?
Too far of straightening your hair. I like a bit of a 3 day growth. So like not shaving every single day.
Yeah.
Like playing a bit hard to get with looking after themselves.
Do
but
they
then,
need to comb their hair?
maybe like once a day.
I haven't combed my hair in about 28 years.
Yeah, I feel like you're the other end of the spectrum, so it's like Brett Eddy or Chris Dittmar.
Right, Ange, now surely the package. Surely Mr. South Australia stands in front of the mirror, does he?
What?
He doesn't spend a lot of time in front of the mirror, but he does do a bit of like, you know, shaving the chest and the hair and the legs and the arms.
Does he?
Really?
And he
what does he do that for?
Because it just gives you, you look leaner, you know, like. When you've got no hair, shows more muscle.
Okay.
It's a bit like the cyclist, you know.
Yeah, is he a cyclist?
Muscles look, no. Oh, he does cycle, yeah.
Right. If I shave down, I won't
resistance.
Be as fat. If I shave down, I won't be as fat.
Yeah, there you go.
Sure. Right on.
You look 99
he does,
kilos.
You know, like cleanse and moisturise his face. Yeah, just nice skin, keep it young. Well, it was his birthday today. He's 46, so he's trying to just, you know.
Oh, cleansing. Does he do it himself? Or
just
does he
in the
get
shower.
To do it?
No, just in the shower. You just do like do your face
so
and
you like
moisturise
this, you like
stuff.
It, do you, that he does this?
Yeah, it's not. Yeah, it's not.
Okay. Mel?
This is one of those things that I think if they admit to 2 hours a week, I think it's probably more than that.
Ooh.
Yeah. If that's what you're willing to admit to, I reckon you'd probably do more. But anyway, that's just a guess. No, blokes don't need to spend that much time. Don't you just duck in and out of the shower, have a shave?
So tell me this, right, all three of you quickly. When you see guys in this day and age with all that gel and stuff in their hair, do you really like that? Or do you just like the, unkempt?
I don't mind a little bit, just to look neat and tidy, you know.
All blokes use it now, right? Don't they?
Yeah, like some sort of wax or mud.
Wax.
Something,
wax.
You know?
Mud.
Well, you know, the styling. Like,
well, that means you don't have to comb it. You just use your fingers and you switch it up.
Yeah, no comb required.
And that's it.
Mm. The aim is to use it but make it look like you haven't used it.
Oh, yeah. So, like, don't have a shave and look like you haven't had a shave but you sort of know you've planned it.
Oh, that's tricky. Oh, I like it.
Okay.
All right, now, Melbourne Cup today. What are the do's and don'ts? What should we be wearing?
Blokes, don't cuff your pants up.
Yeah.
Oh, so what? That's out now, is it?
Yeah, that's out.
Well, is no wedding, socks still in?
Drew, the wedding we went to only 3 weekends ago, it was cuffs up and no socks.
Oh. Mm.
And no vests either. I'm a bit over the vests.
Right. You don't like vests?
Nah.
Right.
Okay.
And girls only show one thing, like don't show boobs and legs.
Right.
So just show one or the other.
Right, boobs, please. Can I say that out loud? Sorry.
No.
Oh, it's an easy pick, isn't it?
For the boys, I think definitely like a suit, no waistcoat, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And probably I'm with you with a full length pant.
Yeah.
Not rolled up for Melbourne Cup.
Now, what about colours of suits now? Do you like the real colourful check suits or do we get a plain? I reckon check suits only going to last one or two wears, aren't they? Maybe out of fashion.
Yeah, I'd go plain.
Go plain.
You can go a bit of colour, like, you know, there's the blues. You know, there's some nice blues and navies and, you know, maybe a bit of grey.
Mm-hmm. All right, Mel.
That's about it.
It's the unfortunate thing for blokes, isn't it? The second something looks good, everyone's wearing it, then they all look the same again.
Mm.
But just try and go classic.
Yeah.
Mark, what are you wearing today?
I'm wearing my Levi jeans.
Right.
I think he actually looks very handsome when he came in.
Thank you.
He's got a cream pant on and a navy blue Christmas shirt.
Right, sorry, what's he wearing, Alice?
A cream pant.
Yes.
Not too loose, a bit tight around the buttocks.
Oh,
and a navy blue crisp shirt with white buttons.
Right.
So it's very clean and well kept.
All right.
Nothing looks as good as victory, Rue.
Yeah, exactly right.
And Ditz is in a tracksuit, a thong, and
a
baggy t-shirt with holes in it.
No, because I don't want my gear creased this early in the morning. I'll be going home and putting on my attire. Thank you.
Okay.
I'll be spending a lot of time.
Catching the bus down today, are
I think I might be. And home as well. All right, there are the Angels. Thank you.
See you, girls.
Oh my God,
Ruined Dits for breakfast. 104.7 Triple M.
Oh, that gets you in the mood,
doesn't
it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Now, it's one of those days where we need to hear from Bob Hawke.
I tell you what, any boss who sacks anyone for not turning up the day is a bum.
Okay, good on you, Bobby.
That has set the trend for 100 years, that has. That's our out clause.
Then get the yard glass out and scull it.
Now, I'd like to think that everyone out there can enjoy the day. Now, Roo, Melbourne Cup Day, there are those that say, but I'm not interested in the horses. I've never, ever had a bet. But it's not about that. It's just a day that we all celebrate.
Have a bit of fun together.
That's right.
Have lunch.
Your workmates, all your friends. And
champagne.
I remember my dad worked in a factory his whole life, and his factory was fantastic. Come lunchtime, righto, down tools. They'd put chickens and salads on in the lunchroom and spend the rest of the day, and Mum would always on that day go and pick him up because he'd have a few beers, and I thought good on him. Now that's what we're about, the Australian spirit. There are people today who will not see the Melbourne Cup. I think it's wrong.
Oh, it's cruel. Even if you're the boss and you don't believe in it, you don't like it, you don't like the horses or whatever, you've got to give your staff an hour off or half an hour off, or at very least, you know, listen to the race. But I know there's some people who don't get the luxury of even watching it.
So I'm thinking if you're out and about today, maybe driving taxis, you probably don't watch the cup. Although you'd have the choice to pull over for half an hour and go into a pub, I suppose.
Yeah, put the engage sign up.
Nurses in a hospital. Although, you'd like to think, again, even in hospital, everyone's sitting around.
Keep hitting the buzzer.
Everyone's sitting around with their TVs on, surely, at a hospital.
Yeah, they'd have in the rooms. Most rooms have a TV.
Except if you're in intensive care or something like that.
Or doing an operation.
Can you think of anyone else or not?
Oh, not off the top of it. Maybe an air hostess.
Oh.
Mm. There you go.
But, you know, I reckon these days on planes, they'd put they'd even put the audio up on a plane, wouldn't they? You'd get it live on a plane.
I don't know if you'd get it live or not, Dits, to be honest.
You know, we can sometimes listen to a game of football now when we fly back from games, can't we?
Yeah, well, some of the new planes have got internet on them, I think. So, those ones definitely would.
If you're a really good pilot, just circle around Flemington for 20 minutes.
Yeah, get a bird's eye view.
Look out your right-hand side now. Mm. Yeah.
Oh, he's blocked for a run.
Yeah.
Here comes Humidor down the outside.
Anyway, listen, have you got a shocker of a boss who's today at your joint? You are not watching the Melbourne Cup.
I'd resign.
Yeah.
I'd find another job, Dits, if it was me.
We're here to help. 133353. Or have you got a great boss? Do they do something really special and put on the crayfish and the lobster and the prawns? And
tell us the good things or the bad things about your boss with Melbourne Cup Day.
I'll tell you what we've got here. What have we got?
We've got tickets to the International Rules game this Sunday, November the 12th at Adelaide Oval. The AFL's best players in the Virgin Australian International. Or, Dits, you can go and see the Boomers play Japan at Titanium Security Arena on November the 27th, so you can pick your prize.
All right, give us a ring. 133353, Ruin Dits and Triple M. Triple M. 720, Roo, I am hoping that everyone gets to hear this and gets to watch the Melbourne Cup today.
Yes, let's go to Kapunda. G'day, Rob. What are you going to be doing for the races today?
Yeah, g'day, fellas. I won't be doing much for the races today, mate. Just working. I'm driving a truck. And delivering all that wine that everybody's going to be drinking today.
Oh, good, eh? When you're driving a truck, though, you can listen to it on Triple M today.
Yeah, 2:30.
We've got the Melbourne Cup live on Triple M, thanks to AV Jennings.
That's correct. Always got it on Triple M, mate.
Good on you, Rob. So, in fact, fall in love. Clover Townhouses at St Clair, just $470,000. They are bringing us the Melbourne Cup, the Savo.
Beautiful.
At 2:30 here on Triple M.
Let's go to Blakeview. G'day, Adam.
How you going, boys?
What are you doing for the Melbourne Cup?
I'll be stuck in my van delivering all day today, but like the previous listener said, we've got Triple M stuck on. I've got some great bosses who are going to allow me to duck into a pub somewhere and put a bet on. So
fantastic.
I'll be backing our man,
yes.
To go back to back.
I reckon it could. It could definitely go back to back.
Yeah, good chance after Mackay Diva, so.
Yeah.
All right, good on you, Adam. And I hadn't thought of the courier drivers out there, Roo. They will be working, but surely you can pull over for, what, the race goes for 2 minutes, doesn't it?
Although they do have tracking devices on the courier vans these days, you know.
Come
that?
On, no one will get sacked for ducking into a pub for 5 minutes.
If you do, you're a mug.
You're exactly. Listen to Bob Hawke. Roo, I've just had a message through. This is breaking news. Tell Roo that your school has taken the day off. You need to pick the kids up this morning after work.
What?
Yeah.
I'm just picking the bloody kids up this afternoon. Jesus. Yeah. Nick's got basketball. And Dad won't be coming today, Nick.
Come on, Dad.
Time for Pop to go and do that. Let's go to Mount Barker. G'day, Adam.
How you going, mate?
Is your boss letting you watch the race today?
No, not unfortunately. Have to drive the truck.
What do you do, Adam?
I'm a demolition contractor.
Oh, yeah. I like blokes who do the demo.
But,
well,
you'll be out on site somewhere, will you?
Yeah, we're working up Enfield today.
Right.
Well, you better put the radio on, put the tranny on, and make sure you listen to Triple M. You won't miss the race then. But I feel for you, Adam. Everyone deserves to have a good day today,
Let's go to Salisbury Heights. G'day, Jack.
How you going, boys?
What are you doing today?
I was planning a big day out with one of my old mates that I haven't seen in years when an insulation job that I had to do got postponed today. So,
you poor bugger.
Working till about 5 p.m. now.
Oh no! Gee, yeah. who sprung that on you? That's poor planning.
Yeah, it was. I should have just gone through with it and done the job yesterday.
Righto, Jack.
Good point. Get organised. Let's go to Moontag. G'day, Bags.
Hey, how you going, boys?
Good, Bags. What are you up to?
Chippy, mate.
Do they call you Bags as in because you're going to have bags full of money today or not?
No, Dags.
Dags, as in
dags on your ass.
No, hang on, Dags.
You're a carpenter and you've got to work today, do you?
Yeah, my boss is he done a lot betting. So,
can we name and shame him or not?
Absolutely.
What's his name?
Blue.
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 Come on, Blue. And what's the company?
It's his own company.
Righto. Mm. Come on, Blue.
Well,
lift your game.
You need to have a look in the mirror about what your priorities are, buddy.
They reckon you have to have a look in the mirror.
Yeah.
Yeah, Blue.
Oh, is Blue there, is he?
Blue. Get Blue
Put
on.
Put him on.
All right, hang on a second.
We'll sort this out. Right.
Triple M, because you're making me work today.
Yeah.
Hello?
Now, Blue, you've made the biggest Blue of your life here. You're not letting him watch the Melbourne Cup today.
He can do what he fucking likes.
Oh, sure, we might dump that. No. See, it's fraught with danger.
It's fraught with danger.
Everyone listening out there, Blue's language was quite blue. Maybe that's why he's called Blue.
Oh, Blue.
Oh, gee.
You can do what you bloody well like.
He's been used a few other words. Mm. Yeah.
No, thanks, Blue.
We get the message. Now, can we go to, we'll quickly go into delay again.
Dags has lost his job.
Yeah.
I reckon.
Yeah.
Don't ever get me on radio again.
Oh, gee.
Without asking.
Right. Let's go to Tim at Greenacres. Hello, Tim.
You there, Timmy?
Yeah,
good. Now, what's happening with you today?
Try not to swear on the radio if you can help it, Tim.
No. I normally get a chance to listen to radio even now and then, but I haven't had a Melbourne Cup off in 27 years.
Oh, 27 Tim, what is happening?
Butcher by trade, now I run my own business for the last 6 years. Tuesday's always prep day, snag day, so yeah.
You make snags today?
Yeah, mate.
I'll make them tomorrow.
Hey, do you know any good butcher jokes, Tim?
I know some pretty rough ones. I can't say on my radio.
Haven't you got a TV at work?
No, I haven't got time. The boss won't allow me to do that.
We'll just have a listen. We've just got boss. Alice the Wag's got all a butcher right. joke here for you. You'll be able to tell to your customers. Have a listen to Alice.
Okay, so a guy walks into a butcher on Melbourne Cup Day and says, "Hey, mate, it's Melbourne Cup Day. Do you want to have a bet with me?" And the butcher says, "Yeah, that sounds great." And so the guy says, "Okay, I'll bet you that you can't reach that meat on the top level." And the butcher says, "Ooh, I don't know. I think the stakes are too high."
Can we dump that as well? Good on you, Alice. Well done,
thanks,
Wags.
Good luck, Tim.
Yeah, good luck, Tim. Now, who did you like there, Rue? I want to give someone a prize just to make them feel better.
Well, Dags has probably lost his job over at Moonta.
Blue.
Perhaps let him go to the international rules if wants to.
Or he can go to the basketball as well, all right? Titanium Security Arena on November 27. The Boomers play Japan.
And we'll get your nickname right next time too.
That's right.
Ruined Dits for Breakfast. 104.7 Triple M.
Target has caused a bit of a furor. This morning, we were talking about Woolworths. They've upset people. Now it's Target's turn.
Yeah, Woolies have got some signs up saying, what do you call a cow with no legs? Ground beef and things like that, or with two legs, lean beef. Yeah. So I can understand.
People are upset.
I can understand people were not being upset with that. It's just a bit of a joke and a bit of fun. But this one is a bit of an interesting one. Target have brought out a doll from the US here, Dits, that is a little girl doll, and it's got glasses on it, and it's called Four Eyes.
Well, it's not very nice.
No, it's not very nice.
That's like, you know, when we were kids, you teased the little girl in the schoolyard.
Hey, Four Eyes.
Hey, Four Eyes. And little girl then end up crying.
Oh, yeah. Like not good, Dits. You only did it once until you realised what you were doing, and you didn't do it anymore. But, yeah, you wouldn't think. Target, how would that get past Australian standards?
Quality control.
Quality control. How would the purchaser who went and bought these dolls think, yeah, that's a good idea. We'll put these dolls on the shelves. Come and get your doll, Four Eyes, and we'll make some money out of that. That'll go down well. That'll make every little kid with glasses feel sensational about themselves.
You've raised a very good question. How do these things get through? Because a lot of real smart people sit around, a lot of executives sit around, like the buyers, the purchasers, travel all over the world to find these toys for their, you know, stores. You've got the marketing department. It goes through various levels.
A few red flags I would have thought that would have come up there.
Who signed off on that?
Who would have thought it's acceptable to have a little Four Eyes doll? Next thing, they'll have a little redhead doll, Dits, and call it, you know, carrot tops.
Yeah, ginger nuts.
Ginger nuts. So you come and buy some ginger nuts for Christmas. They're hot. They're going off. They're selling like hotcakes at the moment.
Or fatty. Let's have a little fat doll. Hey, fatty.
Or a little kid with freckles all over it. Tease the little, come buy a freckle doll.
Over the years, though, Roo, you see certain things and you scratch your head and you think, who on earth signed off on that? Now, there's an ad that I used to see on TV that every time I saw it, left me scratching my head.
A man's got to win. Make the tough decisions. Get on top and stay there. And you can't do that without a canoe. And to have the biggest, strongest, longest canoe, you need to be your best. Yes, life can be tough, and canoes can be awkward. So why not ignore it all?
with a refreshing Carlton draft.
So it was Carlton draft ad, and do you remember these ads or not?
I was a Carlton draft ambassador when that came out. All right, so I could not understand what the hell they were talking about.
So if you can't remember seeing this, these are blokes in business suits walking along the road with a canoe under their arm.
Or walking into a pub.
Into a building, and it was awkward. They wouldn't be able to get through the door.
Trying to put a bet on.
So what is that about, buying a beer? And it made me think, right? So some big executive, like huge, as you know, the breweries spend a lot of money on advertising.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Some advertising executive has sat in a room full of the execs at Carlton United and said,
"This is my grand idea.
Here's a good idea." And then those bullheads have said, "Oh, yeah."
National campaign around walking around with canoes.
And then you saw him, one of them, drive off in an open top car with a canoe sticking out the back, and he's in his suit. I thought, what? This makes me run out and buy a beer, or
maybe that's what does work.
I don't know,
because it's so out there. Maybe because we're talking about it now, maybe they've ticked the box.
The other one recently about a brewery too. Cop this. What about Forex? They were on the Forex Island playing beach cricket, and what do you know? One of them gets hit in the nuts with the ball. That'll make them laugh.
No!
That'll sell. Hey, what an original idea that is. So you got grown men all pointing at him laughing. Oh, he got hit in the nuts.
Oh.
Now, seriously, that would have cost millions of dollars.
I'll buy a Forex.
And talk about award. But seriously,
I might have I have a 30-pack.
No, but when you can you imagine that meeting? You say, I'll tell you what, Roo, for a new ad for our Triple M breakfast show.
What are we going to do, dude?
I'm going to hit you in the nuts, right? And it'll be really funny, and you'll double over
in the ghoulies, yeah, in the catch crackers.
We'll call them the ghoulies.
In the dingle dangles.
There you go. And people will listen to us.
Come on.
This is the sort of stuff that gets through. I can't believe it.
Mm. Oh, well.
Riveting.
Do you reckon we'll get Santa Cart in a Forex or
probably
Carlton
not
drafted?
We've just mentioned it 10 times.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah.
Might have a couple today.
Get Ruin Dits for breakfast, weekdays from 6, or subscribe to Ruin Dits for Breakfast Catch-Up at triplem.com.au.